The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Good evening, Rick. Would you believe it's Dr. Doom?
What's on your evil mind?
Hold your insulting tongue and mock my words well.
How about this rumor that you are really hired, Mr. Stark?
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation's Comic Book Chronicles. I am your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by the man behind the sound effects, a slightly sick and under the weather, Agent underscore 70 on Twitter.
What's up, everybody?
You kind of sound like Tone Loc. Like, maybe you should work with that.
Funky Cole Medina.
There you go.
And that luchador masked man that you see right there is at PCN underscore dirt on Twitter, a.k.a. Howard Porter's favorite comic book reviewer on Instagram.
Thank you, Howard Porter, for the shout-out.
Shout-out to Howard Porter.
And we also have at Roddy Cat on Twitter.
That's me.
So, because of unforeseen circumstances, this is going to be a slightly abbreviated version of the show. We're calling it episode 199.5.
MU.
Oh, no.
No.
We didn't want to waste a short episode on number 200, so giving it the half-off special. So, no comic book reviews this week. We're just going to hit up news and come back better than ever next week. But of course, make sure to go to our website, theclicknation.com. You can find previous episodes of the Comic Book Chronicles and comic book reviews. On the homepage, you'll see links to our social media accounts. We're on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google+. Also subscribe to the newsletter. Remember, we are part of the Cold Slither Podcast Network. Go to cspn.us, do it today. And while you're there, make sure to buy some Comic Book Chronicles merchandise by going to shop.cspn.us. And remember, we record live every Thursday night around 9 p.m. Eastern Time, except for nights like this if you're watching live. And make sure to use the hashtags Comic Book Chronicles and CBChron on your favorite social media websites to join in on the discussion. Alrighty. So for some cinematic news of the week, Deadpool wins People's Choice Awards for Favorite Action Movie in 2017.
Who picked that as Movie of the Year? Who did?
The Masked Man there?
Maybe.
So the other nominees in that category were Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Captain America Civil War, Deadpool, of course, the winner, Suicide Squad, and X-Men Apocalypse. So basically all the comic book movies of the year, more or less. Hugh Jackman says Logan is set in a different universe from the X-Men films. Okay. I'm not even sure what the X-Men universe is nowadays after all the time traveling and time altering.
Well, according to the article, it says something about it takes place after the prelude of Days of Future Past or something like that. So I don't even know.
So it says it takes place in an X-Men universe.
Yeah, just not... Well, I guess it's the Stewart, the Patrick Stewart universe, I guess.
The original.
Supergirl. Yeah.
Let's see. The Flash Supergirl musical crossover has an update. You find out who's singing. And that would be...
Half the cast.
Who?
Half the cast.
Oh, half the cast is singing, yes.
Oh, by the way, I forgot something. Oh, shoot. Oh, never mind. That's not going to happen.
Wait till next week.
Okay.
The Flash Supergirl musical episode stages Glee reunion, cast Darren Criss as the Menacing Music Meister.
The what?
Menacing Music Meister, as Doug has the screen cap open right now.
The Menacing Music Meister? Good God. Good God.
So the anticipated crossover will air Monday, March 20th, and Tuesday, March 21st at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central each night.
And it sounds like, yeah, Yeah, sounds like they're doing what they did with the crossover event, and it's going to start, excuse me, at the end of Supergirl, and then all most of the heavy lifting of the singing stuff is going to be in Flash.
That is correct. Kevin Smith reveals how his Superman Live script fit into upcoming Supergirl episode. So he's getting to write all the different Arrowverse shows, it appears. I don't think he's got his hands on Legends of Tomorrow just yet.
Silence my phone there, sorry.
The Black Flash confirmed for Legends of Tomorrow, aka Zoom, right? Or is that there an actual Black Flash character?
I know I saw something. There was something in there that was talking about Teddy Spears, but I just pulled that one like a minute ago, so I hadn't had a chance to really read it. Okay.
Yeah, there's an actual Black Flash.
I mean, there is, but I mean, I don't know if it's going to be played. We don't know if it's going to be played by whosoever, or it's going to be a totally different character.
Okay. Paramount settles Star Trek Atsinar fan film lawsuit. Didn't know there was a lawsuit going on regarding Star Trek.
It's a long running. Yeah, Atsinar is a fan film, and it's
very. It looks it looks very convincing. It looks very official looking.
Right,
That's pretty much why Paramount
put the hammer on them. Yeah.
If you're watching the video stream, you see a image of the Black Flash on your screen. I wonder who it went in a race between all these different speedster villains that Flash has gone up against. Like, who is the fastest of the villains? That's Did you have a race?
Tim, are you pitching a story?
We gotta make it a little more interesting than that.
Yeah.
The winner gets to kill Flash.
Honestly.
Green Lantern Corps casting rumors. Some of the actors supposedly up for the role of Hal Jordan are Ryan Reynolds, Tom Cruise, I think I saw Armie Hammer,
Bradley Cooper,
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yep, that's all of them. Oh, and Joel McHale. But, of course, the most interesting name on that list is Ryan Reynolds, as if he'd go back to pick up the role of Hal Jordan after...
I think he would do it. I think people would probably be a little hesitant about having him after that Green Lantern movie.
I think he'd be turned off from going back after what he went through the last time.
I was just going to say that, you know, what I think everyone's big hang-up is that they're worried that it turns the 2011 Green Lantern movie into canon, you know, or at least be canon in the DC, in the new DC universe. So, you know, I could just say... I'd be happy with Ryan Reynolds if he just said, look, this is his first appearance. That movie never happened.
Yeah, it is.
You know, move on. Yeah, just move on.
Hey, Dave, real quick.
What's
up? So it's going to be disturbing. Say I am Groot real quick.
I am Groot.
But you kind of had a little Vin Diesel going on in there for a second. But anyway.
I live my life 5 seconds at a time.
There you go.
Just save Agent 7 to come in with just the ad lib movie quotes.
That's funny.
The Shazam movie writer was confirmed. And his name is Henry Gayden.
All right. Go ahead.
Previous work includes Earth to Echo, and this will be his first work in the DC Cinematic Universe. The movie doesn't have a director, but Brad Payton from San Andreas is rumored to be on the list of possible choices.
San Andreas wasn't a terrible movie.
Right. Shazam. Witchblade TV series is in development at NBC Universal. So this would be a return of the character that once starred in a TNT series for like one or two seasons.
That's correct.
One season. At least 1 year, 2001, 2002. Mm. And the comic book just came to a close as well. Within the last year.
Back up, there's one you missed.
Story?
Yeah. There's not much, just a tease though.
Oh, don't get too excited about that Hellboy 3 talk just yet.
Wait, so what happened? I thought that Del Toro said something about this.
He did, that's what this is kind of about. It's kind of weird because it's like he said he spoke with Ron Perlman. He's seemed like he's down for it, which Ron Perlman's been the one kind of been trying to get that one done. So there's been talk basically, but nothing's concrete. And I think they talked to Mignola also. Sounds like
Our good friend of the show, Matt Wayne 97, says, wow, Agent 70 is either a Marvel cosmic villain or a member of the DC Sinestro Corps.
Don't know. But I screwed up the quote before. It's, I live my life a quarter mile at a time. That's it.
Now you got to quote something from the Triple X.
I don't even know those movies.
No, I have to admit that you've seen the Triple X movies.
I've seen both of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're not bad.
You haven't seen the new one.
You got to say it with enthusiasm.
Okay.
And there's a look at the, I guess, the cover art or cover image for the complete series of Witchblade from TNT.
Woo!
First Black Panther set photos shows Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, Dania Gurria as Okoye.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sure I butchered those names.
I think it's Denai Guerrero.
Denai Guerrero.
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o shares behind-the-scenes photo from the Black Panther set. And Marvel co-president revealed a new Black Panther logo on the back of a chair on set, I believe.
Yeah, it's a little simpler than the other logo.
I think I like the other one better.
I was about to say, the other logo that we've seen so thus far seems to be based on the comic book title logos. Right. Or at least the old school one. I don't. What does the new one look like? The new one is actually fairly simpler.
Yeah, I was gonna say very simple. Mighty Cat has it up there.
Right.
And there it is.
Right, and the current issue of Black Panther. This is what the title looks like.
Yeah. So neither logo looked like. All the logos look different, actually. Even the one on the comic doesn't really look like the first logo for the movie. There's also a new synopsis released for Black Panther. And it reads, Black Panther follows...
Wait, hold on. Spoiler alert. Because I didn't read this one, so I'm gonna like take my headphones off.
I'm reading it for the first time as well. Marvel, let's see. Black Panther follows T'Challa, who, after the events of Captain America Civil War, returns home to the isolated, technologically advanced African nation of Wakanda to take his place as king. However, when an old enemy reappears on the radar, T'Challa's mettle as king and Black Panther is tested when he is drawn into a conflict that puts the entire fate of Wakanda and the world at risk.
I'm sure that was cool.
And then there's dancing.
Oh, no.
So the press release for the synopsis officially acknowledged Martin Freeman and Andy Serkis in the cast.
Yeah, which there was a couple of those photos from above kind of confirmed at least one of them.
Yep. First look, John Morrison as the Eternal Warrior in Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe. For those not familiar, John Morrison is a wrestler.
It's, to me, it's hilarious that they're using the name John Morrison.
Yeah, I'm going to say, that's not his name now.
First of all, his name is John Higginson, but they don't use his real name. And he's currently wrestling, I just blanked on the name, that Lucha show.
Lucha Underground?
Lucha Underground, yes, thank you.
He's got a Hispanic
Johnny
name.
Mundo. Johnny Mundo. Yeah. So it's like they don't go with Johnny Mundo, which is the name you can find him on TV appearing as currently. And they don't go with his real name like Dwayne Johnson is doing nowadays. They go with the name he was best known as, 8 years ago.
They went with the name that most people would remember him from the WWE.
I guess.
I won't even get into that. I was going to but I was going to talk about the site that this link comes from, but I'll be nice. Exactly.
A couple pictures. That character, who is someone else, Livewire, and then you've got where'd it go? Image 3. Image 3 disappeared.
So we don't see any of your images.
You're not showing any images.
Oh, dang it. Oh, I had them. Okay, well, here, let me go back. Image 3 has disappeared off of comicbook.com. I don't know why, but here's Livewire in her uniform.
Hey, now.
And then we've got, there's Johnny Mundo. But the third one is supposed to be Ninjak. Oh, there it is. If I click on it, it appears. But if I go left to right, it doesn't. So then there's how he looks. So I don't know if his combat is mortal or not, but there he is for appearing in the movie.
I'm kind of curious to see how this turns out. So stay tuned. We'll bring more updates as they come available.
What network is that supposed to be on?
I think it's a web series.
Okay.
No, I thought they were doing like a whole cinematic universe thing.
They are, but this has nothing to do with that, I don't think. I want to say this is just a digital.
This is a digital series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah. But there were news maybe like 2 or 3 years ago about them doing their own cinematic universe, which I guess is still on, but you know how that goes, where every comic gets optioned for TV or movie. It's just a matter of it actually gets made or not. Let's see. The spoilery titles of Marvel Netflix's Iron Fist episodes, who directed them, and why the DVD would be 18 rated in the UK. So the BBFC, Britain's government appointed film censorship board, has been rating and grading episodes of the upcoming Marvel Netflix series Iron Fist, and in doing so revealed a number of director credits, episode titles, and even content issues. All the episodes are rated 15 for strong violence. Except for episode 11, directed by Deborah Chow, which gets a mere 12 rating. And episode 7, directed by Farron Blackburn, got an 18 rating for strong bloody violence. And because of that, when the whole thing is sold as a package, the entire set will have to be rated 18.
Or probably, I guess, here R or something.
Yeah. The official title for Star Wars episode 8 was revealed. Star Wars The Last Jedi.
You are the last Jedi. Guess that one.
And then episode 9. Holy crap, we found more Jedi.
I remember there being going around putting all the titles together, and it was like The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi from his sleep was episode 9. Like, okay, that was
I do cute. Like the thought of that, you know, the this one and The Force Awakens, you know, being tied together by their title. Like, it actually, you put them all together, it could lead to something.
Mm.
The Russo brothers share first look at Avengers Infinity War trailers on set.
Except for not really.
Well, I mean, they show the trailers.
Well, yeah.
I mean, those are the trailers.
True. Not the trailers you were thinking of, would think about, though.
The Logan director confirms R rating for strong, brutal violence, obviously.
What? Wait a minute. Can they do an R-rated comic book movie? Is that allowed?
No. Because, I mean, something like that would be, you know, somebody's, you know, movie of the year last year. And why would that happen?
It also helps that the movie has to be good. I'll just say that.
Mm. Well, that is really bad for a lot of comic book movies.
Hey, they've gotten better.
Thomas Jane will punish the Predator and Shane Black's upcoming reboot.
That'd be a hell of a crossover if that was actually the case.
Hmm. Would you want Dagger? That
I still haven't seen that Thomas Jane Punisher, so I don't know.
I wouldn't mind rewatching it because I don't remember anything from it.
Didn't it have John Travolta in it? Am I remembering that correctly?
I believe that was the one. Yeah, it was in one of them.
Yeah.
You are correct.
I remember that not being great.
I wonder how pissed off he is that he didn't get to reprise the Punisher role after doing that, was it Laundromat special, little short video a couple years ago?
He's doing all right. He's on The Expanse. He's doing all right.
Yeah, there was a short video of like the Punisher goes to take his dirty laundry, I think it's called, if you YouTube it. It's like Punisher taking his laundry.
That was kind of his thing to try to get another one off the ground?
Yeah.
I think, okay, I do remember that.
And then the other guy that's playing Punisher now came up and did a good job and is getting a spinoff, and he's like, it could have been me.
Mm.
But oh well. Cloak and Dagger hire Secret Life of Bees director.
Mm.
And that's Gina Prince by the Wood.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Catch
it.
What?
No, I was going to say something about a website, but I won't. I'm loading up some of these stories in the background, and it's like, come on.
Oh, with the video plan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we've had that conversation. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. At least not, don't make it autoplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. And more important, and just as importantly, make it tied to the actual article.
That would
help. I keep getting this Deadpool article on, you know, everything else.
Yeah.
X-Men TV series gets official pilot order from Fox.
I'm not sure how to react to this. I'm going to give it applause.
Well,
I think it'll be all right.
Who's going to pilot? You may
saw the person that's behind the pilot. I'm like, no.
Wait, who's behind the pilot?
Bryan Singer.
Oh, damn.
That seemed to be the universal experience. Yeah, feeling. So,
but he's done a good movie or two.
He has.
Yeah. He may just do the pilot and then not be involved anymore.
I'm thinking, but, I mean, that's probably the case. Yeah, because I don't think they could probably afford to have him do the TV. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, Josh Whedon was involved with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but he like did the pilot and then that was it.
But he's also, people are still, you know, still thinking about the stink of the last couple of, well, the first set of X-Men movies.
Right.
More specifically, the 2 and 3, because the first one wasn't terrible.
As agent,
the first one. Excuse me.
As PCN Dirt, make sure that we get a good view of him on the video.
Yeah.
He wants you to know everything's going to be okay. See, look. There's Bryan Singer. There's his thumbs up. Thumbs up means everything's going to be just fine.
Unless you're a mutant.
Oh no.
Isn't he also doing that, or is he attached to that Star Trek show? Or is that Brian?
No, that was Brian Fuller, and he backed
out. Yeah, but I said that got, like,
was one of them.
Pushed back or something. It may not come out now or something, I think.
No, it is. It's just, I think, there's a couple of months.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
I see. Aquaman gang gets together for a table read group photo.
Where's that? Oh, there it is.
Woo! Nice.
It's kind of funny to me, though, because if you look at this picture, it's just like these actors and they're hanging out and they're all wearing just their regular day clothes and they're sitting at this conference table and someone's got their iPad in a case and, you know, you got some glasses thrown on there, cups and papers, but they've managed to blur everything on the table, which one of them looks like a script, but a couple of them look like napkins from whatever restaurant they got food from. So it's like someone said, hey, guys, let's do this off the cuff. Fun little, you know, picture here. It's woo, real quick, and then let's send it to PR. Have them blur out all of this stuff. Blur out the restaurant name. Blur out this. Does everyone's hair look nice? Probably did a little Photoshop on the skin. Mm. Fix some of the flyaway hairs, and then okay, let's tweet it out.
When they could have just taken a little time and cleared the desk, and then just taking the picture,
or just cropped it.
Yep.
Anyway, good stuff, right?
Yeah,
indeed. We also got this week the April 2017 solicits from all the various comic book publishers.
Yay.
So, let's see. In comic book news.
Yay! We made it.
Hawkeye finally joins Avengers Academy, but also, more importantly, so does his dog, Pizza Dog.
Yep.
No way.
Yep, he's, in fact, is already in the game, and the event is going on right now. They don't say it here, which is funny. But also, Kate Bishop is also in the game, which I'm trying to remember if she had showed up prior. But Hawkeye's in the game. Lucky Pizza Dog in the game, going for a really high amount of of whatever currency. But because they know people want him, it's kind of sad. But anyway, but there's also Jocasta, well, Jocasta is not recruitable yet, but also Viv Vision is going to come into the game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We already talked about the Witchblade TV series, so next up is DC announces an Injustice 2 comic.
Well, now this is the comic. Wait, another, yeah. I think, did I put that in twice?
Yeah, we just talked
about it earlier. Along with the TV series, basically.
Oh, so a comic's going to accompany it?
Yeah.
Okay. DC announces an Injustice 2 comic continuing the best evil Superman story ever.
Which, yeah, comes out of just had a sale on it, and I just went stupid with it. And also because of the fact that Injustice 2 is coming out about a month later, I figured they'd ramp it up again.
Is there a beta out for that already?
It is coming. I hadn't gotten a key for it yet, but yes, there is one that you can sign up for.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago, right?
I think it was last week.
Yeah, because I actually went after the show and whatever website and signed up.
Yeah, I saw some yesterday or something that they are currently sending out keys, so I don't know. I need
to make sure I check my spam folder and whatnot.
Yeah, I was doing that earlier.
How do you guys play Injustice 2? How do you plan on playing it?
I mean, it's going to be on consoles, and I'm pretty sure they're probably going to do a PC port at some point.
Xbox One for me.
Gotcha.
I think I'm probably going to get it for Xbox One if I get it, because I know a couple of people that's going to be playing it there.
My intent was to get a PS4 because I plan on getting the Marvel vs. Capcom later this year.
Is that just on PlayStation?
No, but I guess Xbox. Yeah, I mean, I think they would go cross-platform, but I think
they are.
You know, my, I mean, I've never owned one of the more advanced Xboxes, so I don't know. I really don't have a basis for comparison.
I kind of wish I went PS4, but it is what it is.
It's kind of time like this was like I usually get something like that for the PS4, but now I don't know. Just I know people that are going to be on the Xbox that may get it for there. I bought the last one for both consoles for some stupid reason, and then ended up getting it for PC.
Oh no! Poor Doug. Poor Dirt.
We lost a co-host. Looks like.
Well, I think he did say something about having a cutout earlier or something.
No, but apparently, according to his tweet, a particular feline in the house just decided to sabotage PC and underscore Dirt's night on the Click Nation's Combo Chronicles.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll see you next week. For
exactly. You're lucky we didn't have to figure out your Click of the Week.
It's almost as if there's some we're going through some kind of murder mystery and one by one getting picked off. Who will be the last ones to finish out this episode?
Let's see. New Injustice 2 Robin gameplay revealed as Ed Boon teases obscure characters.
And that's what DC's got, obscure characters. Oh no, where's Dirt to defend DC?
Hey, I'm going to start defending DC.
And I think it's Damian.
It is Damian.
Yeah.
So. Comic book pros unite to salute and inspire in Femme Magnifique.
And there's a bunch of jokers doing this one. Well-known
name. Conceived by former Vertigo Comics executive editor Shelley Bond. Mm-hmm. It's got a ton of creators involved, so good for them. 24 Legacy prequel comic is on the way from IDW. Disney reaches deal for digital comics debut.
So this is basically stuff that's already been out in print that's coming digital, which I thought some of the stuff was already digital.
I thought so too, but maybe not the older stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, like that. Well, yeah, I guess so, because the one I'm thinking about is not on here. So, okay.
The Old Guard marches into stores this February. A new Etch-A-Pat series from Greg Rucka and Leandro Fernandez. Black Panther and the Crew delivers remarkable, what does it say? Master of Marvel Heroes.
So basically, it's going to be a new. Well, you wrote this yourself.
Yeah, but that's my headline. I should know what it said.
Oh no!
I'm hyped for this. It's the crew. It's the crew back again with the new crew that we saw in Black Panther recently.
Yep. So interesting. A third Black Panther book.
Yeah.
Well, they see what sticks, right?
And using the Ta-Nehisi Coates and Yona Harvey, who does. I guess she's helping out with World of Wakanda.
Monsters Unleashed ongoing assembles a team to fight the Marvel U's biggest, most monstrous threats.
Hey, listen, I heard you guys talk about this last week's show. I was listening to your take on Marvel Monsters Unleashed. And I have to say, I actually didn't mind the first issue of the main story. It was fun. Simple fun. I know you're not supposed to care. They're supposed to try to make you care about it, but ultimately it was just a lot of simple, relatively mindless fun.
True. Mm. So this week was a couple of Point MU issues that may or may not get reviewed next week. We shall see.
Right.
Jim and the Holograms ends with issue 26, but Kelly Thompson promises more to come.
Oh man, my sister's going to be sad about this.
A San Jose councilman was sworn in wearing Captain America shield.
That was pretty cool. You guys should watch the video.
Yeah, you know, it was cool.
I need to watch it. Marvel Entertainment and Square Enix team up for multi-year, multi-game creative partnership. That was starting to next year.
Yeah, still, you know, get the hype out early. I'm sure come E3 we'll find that. I mean, we may find out, you know.
That's at the end of the year?
What? No, E3 is in June. June or July, June.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
It's in summer. Yeah. So we may find out something about it. We don't know, even if it's just a teaser, because that's usually what happens at E3 anyway. So, but this is cool. You know, Chris, Marvel's got their mobile side sewn up with the stuff. And I mean, there's a few Marvel related games around, and you know, Square Enix, AKA, and Crystal Dynamics does some pretty good stuff. So.
Secret Empire Zero was left off of Marvel's April 2017 solicits but you aren't missing much because it just says classified.
Okay.
So, number 0 of 9. So it's going to be a 9-part story, I guess 10 if you count the 0 issue.
Yeah, unless they do like the last couple of years and there's a delay, and then it's late.
How long will this take? Exactly. And how many extra issues will it get?
Exactly.
We shall see. Marvel teases Marvel to release free guidebook in April to help decipher impossible reading order due to constant relaunches. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
So a guidebook to help you get to help give your reading order to make sense of all their relaunches.
You know, if they name it the official guidebook of XYZ, whatever they're trying to do, then that's cool. Looks like it's going to be free, whatever it is.
It's going to be free, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, am I static again?
No. I was just surprised it's going to be free.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but I mean, because they got the previews and stuff out that they throw off free. Well, sometimes free, so who knows? And we still don't know what exactly this is, so it could be just like...
It's one of those handouts, you know, it's like the Marvel calendar and other things like that, where it'll go out, retailers have to pay for shipping, but it's something that they can hand out with, every customer's comics. So that's,
right, or it could be like the DC graphic novel thing, graphic novel essential thing that they do every now and then, which one just came out, I don't think about it.
Possibly.
Mondo's new statue offers a Quinn full of Harley with her 45s.
I don't know who the man, that title needed words. But...
So some kind of Harley Quinn statue.
Yeah, here it is right here. Actually, it's kind of cool. It's got her chilling with a record player.
Oh, okay. Deadpool's daughter, mutant power, was revealed.
Which, if anybody read it, I guess we'll find out about it next week.
Right.
Because it's from Deadpool 25. Mm-hmm. And that's it for news. Get that ad read done. Pay some bills.
Let me tell you about Skull Candy.
Let me tell you, brother.
Skull Candy makes the best headphones, earbuds, and gaming headsets, all with lifetime warranties. Skull Candy produces many types of audio accessories, including headphones, sports earbuds, Xbox gaming headsets, PlayStation gaming headsets, DJ headphones, iPod headphones, and MP3 headphones. And now, for the listeners of the Click Nation's Comic Book Chronicles, Skull Candy offers free standard shipping on your order. To help keep our podcast free, order from Skull Candy by going to cspn.us. That's cspn.us. Then clicking on the Keep Our Podcast Free link. Click on the Skull Candy banner and then shop for high quality audio accessories with free standard shipping. Skull Candy Audio through cspn.us. Do it today.
Thank you, George Burns, for that art, Ed Reed.
Make sure to follow us on our individual Twitter accounts. I'm at TimDOGG98 and at CBCron. Agent 70 is at Agent_70 on Twitter and Instagram. Rowdy Cat is at Rowdy Cat and at News Nerds Need.
And CBCap's Instagram and Snapchat.
Snapchat!
Well, Snapchat on Rowdy Cat, but yeah, whatever.
And PCN Dirt is at PCN_Dirt and go to his website, popculturenetwork.com.
And Graham Comic Reviews on Instagram.
Thank you. And with that, we'll be back next week with our 200th extravaganza.
Crazy, man.
200 episodes.
Can you believe it?
So we'll see you then.
The old order doesn't change it.
Hopefully it's going to be a big party.
And with that, we are the Comic Chronicles, and we are signing off.
Peace.